Hey guys, if you're joining me for the first time, welcome. If you're joining again, welcome back. I'm your host, KC, and this is From Fear to Fascination. I'm here to give you a safe space to learn, grow, and explore the topic of artificial intelligence without fear. The AI conversation is too important to ignore, and it doesn't have to be scary. If you've been overwhelmed by tech news and videos, turn it off and come hang out with me. Trust me, it won't be heavy here. Let me help turn your AI fears into fascination. In this episode, we delve into the captivating convergence of artificial intelligence, VR, and faith, uncovering its relevance for churchgoers only on From Fear to Fascination. Let's get to it. Hey guys, before we wrap up today's episode, I've got something special for you. I'll be sharing my top 5 AI-powered apps for churchgoers. Stay tuned until the end of the episode for all the details. What is virtual reality? You've heard the term VR. So VR is a technology that creates immersive digital experiences where you can interact with, we're going to say, imaginary worlds as if they were real. VR is like stepping into a whole new dimension without ever leaving your room. So picture this. You're sitting in your living room. You pop on a VR headset, and now you transport yourself to a virtual church service. It's a way to connect with your faith in a new way and experience the traditions that you're used to, but from the comfort of your own home. So in the rise of AI in spiritual spaces, I think that especially post-pandemic online sermons facilitated by like AI-driven platforms, it's cool to transcend, you know, geographical barriers, but some of the virtual prayer assistants and virtual tools to guide worshipers through like devotion or support and guidance, you know, I feel like I don't want a bot to respond to me if, you know, I don't know, I'm texting or emailing a ministry or church or, you know, asking for prayer or whatever may be the case. I want that to be a more human experience. And I think there's some spaces where for me personally, AI is not welcome, but I do think that it was a great thing when COVID hit and, you know, people couldn't get into the churches and they still wanted to, on a weekly basis, you know, see their pastor or see the congregation or, you know, enjoy worship music or whatever their situation was. But there is a space for it and there's a line, you know, there's a line. And so I welcome it personally from a standpoint of closing the gap geographically, but I don't want like a bot, you know, responding to my prayer request or, you know, anything like that. So who manages where this cutoff is and how personal it's going to be or how, you know, mechanical it becomes, or again, how authentic is it at a certain point when we lose the human aspect? So I'm leaning toward the human side on this topic, guys. Let's explore how AI technologies serve as a unifying force within church congregations, providing a shared platform for spiritual exploration and engagement. Virtual gatherings enabled by AI technology can provide a space for members to come together and worship regardless of geographical limitations or physical constraints. For example, you know, a suburban family who may live miles apart from you know, their church in the city can join a virtual prayer circle and foster like the sense of togetherness and support without physically being there. By bridging the gap between physical and virtual spaces, I think AI can help maintain a sense of community, cohesion, and belonging, even in geographically dispersed congregations. I typically steer away from ethical considerations and controversies, but on this episode, I'm going to dip my toe in just slightly. I believe people want to know, like, how do we ensure that AI-enhanced spiritual experiences remain authentic and genuine without losing the personal touch? What measures can be put in place to protect the privacy and confidentiality of individuals who engage with, like, AI-driven religious services or tools? You know, it's a personal thing for people, right? So how do we maintain a sense of reverence and spirituality in these AI mediated religious interactions and make sure in the process everything's not so mechanical or detached. There's implications of relying on AI, I think, for spiritual guidance and support. And how do we make sure these tools are just complementing this experience rather than replacing it? Because, listen, I'm all about human lit for this topic, but I think the goal should be to stay grounded in our core values and our beliefs and keep it authentic and human. But there still is a space for a church to leverage AI and its technology to, you know, maybe enhance community engagement or outreaches for people who are in different spaces. So you can prioritize the human connection, but let's strike a balance between the tools and what that environment of being in church is all about. Now let's talk about the Sender app, S-I-N-D-R. You may have heard about it in the news or seen it discussed on social media, but what exactly is Sender and what does it do? Well, I read an article, and contrary to popular belief, Sender is not an AI confessional, as many believed. Instead, it's a tool designed by the Vatican to guide users to their nearest church for confession services. Big difference, people. But how did the Sender app become so widely misunderstood? It's a prime example of how misinterpretations can arise, particularly in this realm of emerging technologies like AI. So you got to be careful about sensationalized headlines and social media discussions because it often distorts the facts. So when the news broke of the Sender app, it sparked this whole debate. And, you know, people began, of course, to question the implications of AI entering the space of religious practices. And trust me, I have my own feelings about that, too, as you'll hear in this episode. Like, I don't want, you know, I don't know, robots praying with me or whatever. But what many failed to realize was that Sender was simply a tool to facilitate some traditional confession services, not a replacement for human interaction. So here's the deal. When we talk about AI and faith or religion, getting the facts right and understanding the whole story is super important. If we get things wrong, it can make people worried or unsure about using AI in most any space. So as we explore how tech and faith come together, let's make sure we're getting the real scoop and having good conversations about it. Up next, I reveal my top 5 AI-powered apps for churchgoers. Coming in at number 5, we have Pray.com. This app offers a plethora of features, including daily devotionals, prayer requests, and guided meditation sessions, all tailored to individual spiritual needs. Sliding into number 4 spot, we have Church Home. This app connects users with their local church community and provides live stream services, small group discussions, and personalized content recommendations based on their interests and preferences. Stepping up to number 3 on our list is Echo Prayer. This app helps users organize their prayer lists, set reminders, and receive personalized prayer suggestions based on their spiritual journey and prayer history. Coming in at number 2, Faith Life. This AI-driven app connects users with their church community, facilitating communication, event planning, and Bible study groups. It also offers access to a digital library of resources and study tools. I think this one is cool. And finally, taking the crown at number 1 is the YouVersion Bible app. This powerhouse of an app offers hundreds of Bible translations, reading plans, and devotionals to help users engage with scripture on a daily basis. With audio Bibles and verse of the day notifications, it truly deserves its spot at the top of our list. Okay, guys, that's a wrap on this episode of From Fear to Fascination. I hope you enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you've enjoyed hanging out with me, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you never miss a beat. Tell your friends about the show, because the AI revolution is here, and it's time we talk about it. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and remember, fear has no place here. Thanks for joining me.